there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back to Horror for the Holidays, Stocking Stuffer. I'm Jeff Searcy.
I'm Jay Logsdon, still in my overday, or overday, my, guys, I'm
high on overday, folks.
In my Arbor Day hangover state, still just recovering from the most amazing Arbor Day I've ever experienced.
Because it's Arbor Day. Reap what you sow.
Oh man, what a movie, what a song. We're talking about something else this time.
Yes, we are. Jay saw a movie.
I did. I went and saw the new Faces of Death. I've not seen the original Faces of Death. Or I don't think I've seen it, like, all of it. I think I've seen some of it. So I don't know. I don't have, like, the personal experience with this movie that maybe, like, a Mike Lombardo probably has. But just a quick rundown. It's Faces of Death, but for the TikTok generation, essentially, the Barbie Ferreira from Euphoria works as a moderator for like a TikTok style website where, and the reason she does this is she's trying to clean up the internet because she famously caused her sister to get killed in a TikTok video or for a TikTok video. So this person's like recreating the scenes from, so the movie Faces of Death exists in the movie Faces of Death.
Excellent.
And so, it's basically like recreating those, but posting them online on TikTok. And as a moderator, she kind of stumbles across these and decides to solve the murders because people are like, the original Faces of Death. I think none of the kills were real except like, maybe some of the like bigger shots or whatever, but like the smaller stuff was all fake. Speaking of fake stuff, I thought the killer's outfit looked really fucking dumb. He was wearing like all black. It's Max's brother from Stranger Things. Without his awesome like long curly hair. Instead, he's got like short like real piece of shit slicked back hair. If you know what I mean, this is the kind of guy who, white Ferrari, lives for New Year's Eve, sloppy steaks at Trufani's, that kind of guy. Makes a baby cry when he picks them up because the baby knows that they used to be a piece of shit. yeah, I thought he looked really dumb. But on the other hand, I thought Barbie Ferreira's roommate Ryan was the coolest character in the movie. He was awesome. Dude loved horror movies, loved like painting horror stuff. Was fantastic. Was my favorite. When he got killed, spoilers, when he got killed, I was really sad. I'm like, that was my favorite character. I really, when they showed the like Faces of Death videos on the TikTok app that were like recreated now, and he's recreating them with like influencers or like media personalities and stuff like that. So like he kidnaps an influencer and he's gonna make her do like a Faces of Death like style thing. He kidnaps like a weatherman and like a famous film director or like kind of like semi-famous like kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And so like those murders I thought were all kind of cool and like the effects were really good for those things. But I thought the premise was really interesting, but then there was a line where I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool and interesting. Like, I don't know that it's great, but I was certainly enjoying the kills. And then there was a line that the bad guy said where it was like, everyone loves a remake. And I was like, do they? That yeah. I don't know that people are clamoring for remakes.
I don't know about that.
Also, there was a really dumb scene where there was a which I think was trying to like imitate TikTok, where he was like burning the roommate's body with like acid, like melting it away with acid.
Oh, yeah.
And was like doing a TikTok live while he was doing it. And I thought it was that was maybe like the dumbest moment of the whole movie for me. But on the other side, There's a random scene where when Barbie Ferreira is like looking up like the original Faces of Death, it stumbles across like the 50 video nasties or whatever, and number 50 was Don't Open Till Christmas. So fun surprise there, a little Don't Open Till Christmas Easter egg.
Nice.
But overall, I put this just above Scream 7, just below Dracula Love Story.
Cool.
That's
I'll have to check it out.
Pretty low on my list, but it wasn't terrible. Certainly the kills were fun.
I'd say I didn't get a chance to check it out, but from what I've heard from you and from Mike and a few other people, sounds interesting enough for me to check out.
Yeah, it's worth seeing. I don't, like I said, I don't know that it's close to my favorite. Well, it's No, They Will Kill You. But like I was like, a nice kind of middle of the pack movie.
Cool. No, I mean, they don't all have to be amazing. I mean, I like Dracula Love Story well enough,
right,
even though it wasn't like the best thing I've ever seen. So we need more mid-card movies.
We do.
Oh my God, did you see Long Legs 2 was announced?
I did. I don't know what. it's got to be in the past, right? Like that's got to be what it is. I don't know what else it could be.
I mean, I don't know.
We don't need it. Long Legs 2.
Even if you liked Long Legs 1, do you really want Long Legs 2? Because we weren't that big of fans of Long Legs, and now it's like, oh yes, we're going to do another one.
What if Long Legs 2 is actually the scariest movie of the decade?
I mean, that would be a very big twist, Jay, because the first one was not scary at all. So,
No, Jeff, you see, it was scary because of parents lying to kids or something like that.
Yes, of course.
I literally saw, I think I've mentioned this before, I saw a Reddit post was like, if you don't think Long Legs is scary, your parents never lied to you when you were a kid. And I'm like, literally everyone's parents lied to them. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was going to say, that's pretty much part of being a parent, is lying to your kid. If you're 100% honest with your kid, they're either going to hate you or be too afraid to do anything.
Yeah. Anyway. That was my movie experience.
Let's see, Jay. So are you excited for The Mummy? I'm excited for
The Mummy. I'm very interested in The Mummy. I think we'll do that for our next stocking stuffer. Okay. Talk about The Mummy.
Yeah, I could do that.
I'm all ready for Brendan Fraser and
that post was pretty funny, by the way. Just them posting over and over again. Brendan Fraser's not in Lee Cronin's The Mummy. He's not in Lee. Because everybody's like, I thought he was going to be in it. And it's like, are you people really that dumb? This is obviously not the same Mummy movie they're talking about.
Right.
Okay, Arnold Vosloo is not a little girl, in case you don't remember. He was, in fact, a full-grown man back when the original Mummy came out in 1997. So it'd be pretty weird if he became a little girl.
What if just at the end, Brendan Fraser shows up and he's like, I heard there's a mummy.
Oh my God. If they did that, that would be a fucking amazing
and
twist.
It's a stealth like sequel for the new Brendan Fraser movie.
Heard you guys have a mummy problem.
Ah, sign me up.
Oh my God. I saw Cold Storage. It came out on
Voodoo. Yeah, what did you think?
I liked it. It was really good. Very fun. Have you watched the new Naked Gun yet?
Yes, I did get around to watching the new Naked Gun. That was a blast.
The cabin scene was the thing I was specifically thinking about for our show with the snowman.
My favorite. It was incredibly enjoyable. I will say I was sad that after watching all the other Naked Gun movies before watching the new one, I was really bummed that the opening credits weren't the same style as the original movie opening credits.
Yeah.
And like that was a slight bummer, but I think my favorite part of the whole movie was the DVR with the Buffy.
Oh yeah.
I lent you my TiVo and told you
not to connect it to the internet.
And I see an Ethernet cord plugged into the TiVo.
No, it's plugged into the router, where the internet comes from.
All my Buffy. No more Xander. No more Giles. How will you get all my references if you haven't watched Buffy?
The Weird Al at the bunker thing. Did you watch the end credits thing where it's just Weird Al alone in the bunker?
Yes. Oh, it was so good.
one weird movie I saw. It has very bad ratings, and I think it's on Apple TV. It's called Sleepwalker.
I don't think I've heard about that.
It's like a woman is sleepwalking, and her like sleepwalking visions start to bleed over into reality, and she's being followed by this killer.
Ooh.
Thought that was interesting. Aztec Death Whistle movie called Death Whistle. You seen that one?
No, but I've seen trailers for it. I've not seen it yet.
I want to check that one out. Killer Whale, of course, is coming this summer.
Yes, I think I have seen that.
Got a, you know, like a Meg style movie, except this time it's a big whale. Oh, there's a new movie produced by Gene Simmons. Yes, that one. And from the director of Deep Blue Sea, they're making a new shark movie.
Okay.
Where a plane crashes in the Pacific Ocean and sharks swarm the plane.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be good.
Johnny Pemberton, just came out this month. I've not seen it yet. Is in a cannibal mermaid movie. Ooh. Where he falls in love with a cannibalistic mermaid.
Fuck yeah.
And Johnny Pemberton's hilarious. I love him in Superstore. He's really, really funny as Cheyenne's boyfriend, Bo.
But yes, the movie I was talking about is called Deep Water. It's supposed to come out May 1st. And stars Aaron Eckhart and Ben Kingsley.
Okay.
But yes, I think it's going to be good. What was the other? I saw one. I was like, that is totally a Jay movie. Oh, Twisted. I saw Twisted. I think it's available to watch now. I saw it for rent on YouTube. Came out this year. It's like a con artist, like running fake Airbnbs, like doing real estate scams.
Yeah.
And she gets like captured by a surgeon who's wanting to like run some weird experiment on her. Yeah. That one looked interesting. What was it? There's another very poorly rated Dracula movie I almost want to check out, called, and the only reason I found it is because I was looking up Peter Jackson to see his announcement on Lord of the Rings Day. And the guy who stars in this movie as Dracula, his name is Peter Jakeson. And so it also came up because, of course, Google AI is somehow the worst of all the AIs.
Peter Jackson's Dracula? Like, all right, I'll watch it.
I would watch Peter Jackson's Dracula. But Peter Jakeson is making what appears to be a Simon Phillips style movie called Dracula Rise of the Vampire.
Oh, sign me up.
A satanic cult hellbent on raising the legendary Count Dracula commits a bloodthirsty massacre in a London church. Former disgraced detective Gabriel Lee must return to the field alongside his ex-partner to battle the undead and prevent Dracula's resurrection.
Speaking of our boy Simon, I have not heard anything new about his next movie. The Three Flavors of Cornetto sequel.
Ooh.
To what was the last one called? Silent Bite.
Yes.
Called Saturday Bite Fever, which is going to be disco New Year's Eve vampires.
Did you see the movie with all the Game of Thrones people?
Uh-uh.
It has Sansa and Jon Snow, Sophie Turner and Kit Harington, in case you haven't watched Game of Thrones. It's called The Dreadful. It looks like it's a medieval like witch movie set during the War of the Roses in England. Basically, they flee the city because of the war, and they go to live with their weird aunt and mother-in-law out in the woods, and one of them is like a creepy witch.
Hmm.
Looked kind of interesting, kind of spooky.
Jeff, I've got terrible news.
Yes.
Saturday Bite Fever already came out on December 1st.
Fuck.
We're going to have to get that one watched.
You're telling me we could have been watching it this whole time?
We could have been watching old boy Simon.
For fuck's sake, mate. Tell me this now.
I'm crushed.
You've crushed me.
Sorry, listeners. Now I'm busy looking to see if I can get a DVD copy.
Did you ever get around to seeing Primate, Jay?
I did. I loved Primate. We talked about that.
We talked about Primate. I didn't remember if only I had seen Primate or if you'd also seen Primate. It's a very Jeff Searcy movie to go to.
It was great. I loved it. Now, all my searches for Saturday Bite Fever DVD just comes up with Saturday Night Fever on DVD. I don't want that.
So maybe it was only at the film festivals. Maybe it hasn't been released on disc yet. That's possible.
I hope so. I need some
Simon Phillips back in me life.
Some Simon Phillips, you say?
Hey, it's me, the patron saint of the podcast, Simon Phillips.
So anyway, Jay, I just want to run this past you. I think my wife might be a werewolf.
Okay.
So she's been having to work late all the time, and I keep finding weird, like, it looks like it could be dog hair, but possibly a man's hair in my shower, like after I come home from work and my wife has been home. And then she keeps going to yoga classes, but never takes yoga pants or our yoga mat with her. And she keeps telling me that she's got to go away for business trips on the weekend, but her job doesn't involve any travel.
In fact, you guys work at the same job.
Yes, we do work at the same job, and it's kind of weird. And it's especially like, it seems like it happens a lot, but especially like if the moon is going to be full, then she likes she takes weird trips out of town that weekend.
And her birthday is right around Christmas.
That's true. The traditional time to be Christmas born as a werewolves. Cursed werewolf is the Christmas Eve.
Jeff, yes. I think we're going to have to go werewolf hunting.
God, you know, that's the only logical explanation I can think for all these events.
No, there's no other... Nothing else could be going on. Horror for the Holidays hosts arrested for murdering their wife.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Jay. There's a werewolf loose in Des Moines, and I think it might have been the guy who came to help me change my tire the other day.
Jeff, that's just a hairy man. Anyway, that's been another Horror for the Holidays stock. I don't fucking know what goes on this podcast.
The stocking stuffer is only for the most depraved lunatics who listen to the main episodes and they're like, oh yeah, we want some more of that.
We want, you know that dumb shit you guys do normally? Yeah, we want more of that.
But even less scripted and less of a format than normal.
Oh boy.
And there's people who literally tell me that this is their favorite part of the podcast is the unscripted ravings at the end of episodes and then the stocking stuffers.
Hey, at least this episode didn't end with with us talking about
Matthew Broderick and how he killed those people by drunk driving in Ireland.
Oh well, we did it again.
How Mark Wahlberg beat an elderly Asian man almost to death.
Oh man, did it maybe happen twice? Has he maybe like committed a hate crime twice?
I don't know. I know that one for sure.
Anyway, I don't know. But anyway, if you want to talk about Matthew Broderick or Mark Wahlberg,
send in your opinions about whether my wife is a werewolf or not. Yeah,
Jeff's wife is a werewolf or the new Faces of Death movie. Horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. For an email, social media, we're all the places at Horror4Holidays. That's horror, the number 4 holidays.
YouTube.com/horrorfortheholidays for all the audio backups. Ignore that other channel that also says they're Horror for the Holidays. Obviously, imposters.
we're gonna hunt them down. We're gonna beat their ass.
Obviously, Dude Dad affiliated, but we won't harp on that too much. Leave us 5-star reviews on the podcatcher of your choice, especially Apple Podcasts, because those ratings really do help. And obviously, we're not gonna read your feedback or your rating unless it's a 5-star rating.
And let us know you're a real sicko by putting 0 stars if I could.
Of course. I mean, we are. If you're hearing this ad at the end of this, then we already know you're as depraved as we are. But still, let us know.
As always, we're proud to be part of the Christmas Podcast Network. One of these days, they're going to tell us we've gone too far.
Jay, they keep sending me letters about how we really got to stop mentioning Matthew Broderick and how he drunk drove and killed those women in Ireland on our podcast.
But we're not, we haven't gone too far yet, but one of these days we might. Check them out. Go listen to Totally Rad Christmas or Seasons Eatings or... Tis the Podcast or Christmas Every Day. All those check them all out. They're all great.
Or Horror for the Holidays. You can check that one out.
Yeah,
too.
Most importantly, Horror for the Holidays.
Those two fatsos that talk about movies and Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick sometimes. But otherwise, this is where we announce what we're watching next week, and we are going to be watching. Let me make sure I get the right name.
We're gonna be watching Jeff bring a fan to this hot studio.
It is hot in here. Take off all your
because it's Arbor Day.
We're gonna be watching The Beast of Walton Street.
Yes,
so check that out. A Scream Team releasing movie. So if nothing else, that's a mark of quality. Takes place in Ohio, so that's a mark against it. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out on the fly.
Yeah, I heard there's a bunch of trees that smell like cum there, Jay.
Yeah, it's fucking cum trees. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for Beast of Walton Street. Bye.